Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? You live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. So what are you working on this weekend? If it's a project you need a hand with, you're in the right place. Reach out to us with your questions by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, going to moneypit.com, clicking the blue microphone button, and posting your question right there. Coming up on today's show, did you know there is a right and a wrong way to load a dishwasher? I know so many people probably have, like, arguments about this amongst the family.
Oh, my God. Utensils up, utensils down.
It actually does make a difference, saving you money and energy and actually making sure your dishes come out clean when you load them correctly. So we will walk you through and maybe solve some of that mystery.
And when it comes to painting, the pros always have a few closely guarded secrets to making sure that that job goes smoothly. But we've got a few tips up our sleeves as well, and we're happy to share those time-saving secrets with you.
And some of the harshest winter weather hits in February and March. Are you ready? We're going to have your snow survival checklist just ahead.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you guys working on? What are you planning to tackle these winter months while it's too chilly to get outside and do anything on the outside project list? So what do you got for the indoors? Are you renovating a kitchen? Maybe you're just redecorating, thinking of updating a bath? Whatever it is, give us a call. We're happy to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post your questions on moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Well, it's time to talk remodeling with Mary. We're heading up to Utica, New York to do that. Mary, would tell us what you're working on.
I have a seasonal home, and it's from the 1960s, the early, all paneling and everything. My son took all of that down, right down to the studs and the ceiling and everything, and he would like to do away and part of it with the ceiling joists and go up to the rafters. So that to make it look more like it has a open space all there. And right. I'm worried about the structural integrity of the place.
Yeah, you definitely should be worried about that because you can't just take away the ceiling joists. They're keeping the walls from spreading outward. You need an architect to look at that and to tell you exactly how to accomplish this because you're going to have to make some structural adjustments to make that happen. You can't just take away all those ceiling joists because the outside walls will bow.
Even if you put a collar up there?
Well, I mean, you are going to put some sort of a collar tie across, but where you put that, how you attach it, what the width of that is, what the size of that is, those are all structural questions that have calculable answers if you have an engineer or an architect spec it out for you. But to just guess at it is really risky.
Oh, okay.
It's also going to be harder to insulate, by the way, that area because your ceiling joists are probably not that deep. So it's very hard to insulate a cathedral ceiling unless you use spray foam insulation. And if you do that...
Spray foam on it.
Yeah, if you use spray foam, and you're going to have a contractor do that, obviously. If you use spray foam, then you don't have to worry about the ventilation part of it, and it'll be a much more efficient way to go.
Yeah, I just thought maybe there was a rule of thumb of how far down you should put the collars, but apparently not.
Yeah, that's going to depend on a lot of factors. So that's why you're going to have an expert look at it, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Good luck with that project.
All right, bye-bye.
Terry in Tennessee needs some help with a retaining wall problem. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Yes. I have a leak problem from a drain on my back end of my house. I have a full basement, and it's heated and cool, but I use it as a garage work area, et cetera. From my garage, there's a retainer wall that goes past the end of my drive. It's about 20 yards long. I have two drain pipes at the bottom of that, and when it rains, well, mud is coming out, so undoubtedly it's stopped up, and I'm hoping that you can give me the name of some apparatus without digging out the whole entire back of the retainer wall.
So the mud gets from behind the retainer wall and then comes out the bottom of it on the low side and what, runs down your driveway or something?
Yeah, the retainer wall is right at the end of my driveway coming up from the street to the end of the house.
So the solution here would have been in the way the retaining wall was built to begin with, because behind the retaining wall, it sounds like there's a lot of dirt sort of pressed right up against it. The way to build this is dig down around the retaining wall, probably about 2 feet behind it, and then you're going to have stone that is about 12 inches away from the retaining wall. Behind that, you'd have a filter cloth, and then behind that, you'd have soil. I'm talking vertically now. So up against the retaining wall, you have stone. Right behind the stone, you have filter cloth. Right behind that, you have the soil. And so if you don't have something like that, and you're getting a lot of dirt that's just basically turning to mud running through the wall, then that's going to happen. Now, I guess your question is it really worth it to regrade the area behind the retaining wall to put in the proper type of drainage stone and so on, or you just put up with cleaning your driveway every once in a while? I mean, for me, if I bought into a house that was like that, I'd probably clean the driveway every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's almost a constant thing when it rains, but when the drain pipe, of course, it was put all the way around the house, the proper drainage factor, like the drain pipe, the gravel over the pipe, the cover over that, so it was all, you know, done that way as right. far as having that done. It's just over time, it's the house is 17 years old. Well, it started to leak, and somewhere or another it filtered down into the drain pipe, which drains past my driveway, or it did at one time anyway.
Well, I mean, you could always, you know, rerun those downspouts so that they're not discharging that close to the house. And keep them, you know, well away, that could help you a bit as well. But it really comes down to how that soil is put together behind the wall, if that makes sense to you.
Okay. Okay, well, that was my question, and I thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us in 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Well, using your dishwasher is more efficient than washing dishes by hand for sure, but only if you load it the right way. We're going to explain and probably cause a lot of arguments at some homes or, you know, maybe settle a score at a home or two when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? Do you have a whole bunch of projects in mind that you've just been dreaming about and planning to do, but you haven't quite started it yet? Well, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and every Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Carol on the line from Oregon. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got a problem. I should know better, but I have rented to people who brought in a puppy.
Okay.
And now I've got to deal with lots of urine, fecal. It's damage that's probably been on there too long, too deep, gone through the carpet to the pad to the subfloor. So my question is, can the stain ever be removed? I'm thinking I should just take everything up. My question would be what to put down new, replace the subfloor, solution, like people have said something about kills and something like Z-Mix or something like
Well, I mean, it really depends. If you even want to attempt salvaging the rug that's there, I mean, generally with a rental situation, you're probably better off with a tile or a laminate floor just because of cleanability and
mm-hmm.
then let the folks bring in their own area rugs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to attempt to sort of get the stain away, get the odor away, there's a product that I used when I was training our dog who was untrainable for the first year. And it's on a website called Just Right, and it's RITE.com, and it's called 123 Odor Free. And it's like a series of different products. One's a stain remover, one's an odor remover, and it sort of neutralizes through enzymes. And there's like an injector that you use to get through the carpet and into the padding and into the subfloor. And I kid you not, it works because there was a spot at the top of the steps that Daisy just loved and no problems to this day. So you might want to try that. However, if there is a lot of stuff to deal with, your best bet is probably to just pull everything off, and you're right about wanting to seal that subfloor, because if you don't put, you know, a primer, a good one, on top of it, whatever you put on top, get a humid day, and you're going to notice it.
Yeah, so that's why, Carol, what you want to do is use an oil-based primer like a Kills or a Bin. There are a number of different
you know, primers out there, but I would use the oil-based ones for a problem like this because they're going to do a better job of sealing in odor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I do decide to put down a rug, because this is a house I would like to sell future forward, it's a nice house, is there a type of rug that can better be cleaned?
Okay, yeah. It is from Mohawk, and it's a carpet that they call Smart Strand, and it's got built-in stain and soil resistant that's never, never, never going to wear off or wash off or clean off. And it feels soft, and it's environmentally friendly because it's made in part with, you know, like a recycled plastic. And I think it was last year at the Builder Show, Tom and I were at the event, and they were just launching this Smart Strand product, and they had taken, you know, carpeting and carpeted the pen of an elephant at the zoo and left it in there for a year and then took it off, cleaned it, and, like, you know, brought a patch in and, like, had half under the cover of glass and half out. And there was, like, a little door that you could open up to the dirty side. And, like, you open that up. And, of course, I didn't smell because I always do strange things like that. And it, like, reeked horribly. And the side that was cleaned was beautiful, clean, soft, smelled fantastic. So I'm not really sure about the price point, but it is an amazing product and it's available, you know, in a lot of different looks, different piles. So I would start with Mohawk there, Smart Strand.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, besides saving you from dishpan hands, a new dishwasher can save you more than 8,000 gallons of water each year, and it costs only about $35 annually to run, but there are things that you can do to make your dishwasher perform even better. First of all, don't bother pre-rinsing the dishes. I love this tip. Don't pre-rinse. Just put them right in there. Just scrape off the food. Let the dishwasher do the work. And instead of washing by hand, be sure to use the dishwasher for any plates, pots, pans. Basically, if it's dishwasher safe, it should go in there.
Now, loading the dishwasher properly makes a difference, too. So check the user manual for illustrations on the right way to position dishes, utensils, glassware, and cookware so they'll get as clean as possible using the best feature settings.
Yeah, and speaking of settings, most people tend to always use the same one. Now, if you have it, try using the eco mode instead, which will automatically optimize the features for reducing water and energy. If not, take time to match the setting to actually the type of load that you're putting in there. Don't just one size fits all. Really look at it.
Now, besides detergent, it's really a good idea to use a rinse aid, especially if you live in an area with hard water. This will help prevent spots and streaks and makes the dishes dry faster. And to save even more energy, use the air dry setting instead of using the heated dry setting. Only use heated dry when you have to do several dishwasher loads in a row and just kind of want to move through that process quicker. Otherwise, always use just air dry.
Yeah, and whatever model you have, always run the dishwasher with a full load, but don't overload it, and be sure not to block the arms or any other moving parts. I can't tell you how many times there's like one pan that blocks the little tray that opens up to release the dishwasher pod thing.
Yeah, kids think if you stack the dishes in the sink, you should stack them in the dishwasher too. Not so much.
So it happens, but no, you'll get a hang of it, guys.
Kevin in Texas is dealing with a dangerous situation. You've got water leaking through a light in your kitchen?
I actually live in an apartment, but nevertheless, my concerns are, you know, obviously, you know, valid for my health and so forth. All of a sudden, water started coming through the light fixture in the kitchen, and I threw down buckets and went up and knocked on the gentleman upstairs door, and turned out his washing machine had gone crazy and had put a bunch of water in my ceiling that most of which came right through the light fixture, point of least resistance. However, I can tell that it got into the rest of the ceiling. There's a place where this living room is bowed in, you know, with a stain, so I know that they got wet up inside there. And furthermore, the guy, when he was made aware of it, apparently thought that it wouldn't act up anymore and actually turned on his washing machine again and went and stepped into the shower, and so it just, you know, leaked profusely until we could finally get his attention. Me and maintenance, you know, I mean, we're sitting there with shop vac buckets and mops and just shaking our heads.
Wow.
So it was a one-time event, so it wasn't an ongoing leak. And I was wondering what my risks are of black mold. Is there a test? Is there a preventative? You know, what's the story with that?
Yeah, it's a good question. But here's the good news. A single leak like that happened and then dried out is not going to become an ongoing mold problem. If it stays wet for a long, long time, And especially if it's in an unheated place, it's more likely to become a mold problem. But a single leak like that is not. And also one more point, and that is you mentioned that your ceiling bowed. If, and I hope it doesn't, but if that ever happens to you again, what you want to do is somewhat counterintuitive, but that is to poke a hole in the ceiling wherever you see that water starting to form. Because
right.
It's easier to fix a hole than it is to replace the entire ceiling, which is probably what will end up having to be done. But when you see water coming through like that, what you should do is grab a screwdriver and just poke a couple of holes until you find the spot where the water just starts dripping out. The quicker you can
right.
empty that ceiling of water, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, we had a problem like that not too long ago because of a piece of flashing that blew off our roof. And the first thing I did was took a Phillips screwdriver and poked three or four holes until I found the right spot. All that water drained right out, and all I had to do was fix those holes and didn't even have a stain on the ceiling when we were done.
Wow. Yeah, that's good advice there. I guess I should have thought of that, but, you know, when you're renting, you're
that's why I always take the opportunity to mention it, because it's first of all, you don't have the experience, because thankfully people don't get these kinds of leaks. But secondly, it's very counterintuitive because, you know, you don't want to damage your ceiling. Well, it's already damaged once that water's behind it, and it's going to get a lot worse really fast unless you poke a hole in it.
Good point, though. Good point. All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Catherine in Wisconsin is on the line with a soundproofing issue. Tell us what's going on.
I live in a condo with a basement, and there's an I-beam that runs through the basement. And when I'm in the basement, I can hear my neighbors from two houses down talking in their living room because their voices travel down the I-beam.
Wow.
So I was
crazy.
So I was interested in covering the I-beam somehow to reduce the noise, but I wasn't sure what the best way to do that would be.
Well, there's a couple things you can do. First of all, can you frame in the I-beam so that it's like has something that we can attach a drywall to?
Yeah, I could. I just wasn't sure what to do that with, or
okay.
if that would,
so
would help.
Once you frame it in, there's a product called Quiet Rock, and it's
okay.
a soundproofing drywall. It's sold at Lowe's. It's pretty expensive. I mean, regular drywall is $5 a sheet. Quiet Rock's about $40 a sheet. So it's pretty expensive,
but
you don't need a lot.
If she can hear them, they can hear her.
Yeah, but you don't need a lot. You know, you don't need a lot. So if you can frame in that beam and you're sure that's where it's coming from, you may want to think about using Quiet Rocks to actually cover the I-beam, and that should do the trick.
Oh, really? So I wouldn't need to put additional insulation between?
No, insulation doesn't really work as a soundproofing
okay.
material. It's kind okay. of a misnomer to think that insulation works on a wall. It's cheap, but it really doesn't do much. The Quiet Rock absorbs the vibration of the sound, and I think that's what you need to do.
Okay, great. And the Quiet Rock is just spelled like it sounds?
Yep, Q-U-I-E-T Rock. If you go to Lowe's.com, you can find it right there. And I was able to find it. I needed it for a project. I was able to find it right in my local Lowe's.
Thank you. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, you have a paint project planned? Well, we're going to share a few pro secrets for successful painting projects when the Money Pit continues. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We sure hope that you are starting the new year off right with some home improvement projects or some rental projects, some painting, some decorating. If you've got questions on how to get those jobs done, reach out to us right now by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Pete in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I got lime deposits in my toilets, and I've got probably five toilets in my house that I'd
like to get them out of it. You know, they're around the upper part of the rim where the water comes out,
okay,
and then down in the bowl. And I've tried Lime Away, and I tried the vinegar soak. Maybe I just didn't do it long enough, but I'd like to find a way to get those lime deposits out of there and get my toilets looking nice.
Have you tried CLR?
Yes, I have.
You have tried CLR, and CLR didn't do it either?
Didn't do it, no.
Well, Pete, if the commercial cleaners like CLR and Lime Away are not working, there's a couple other things that you can try, but you have to be very careful. One of them is to use something that's abrasive, like pumice or like a rubbing compound. And you can try to abrade away the deposit. Theoretically, these abrasives are softer than the porcelain, but you have to do it very carefully. You don't want to rough the surface of the porcelain, because if you do, it'll get dirtier that much quicker the next time around. Some folks also use muriatic acid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to recommend that because it's pretty harsh stuff, and you know, you got to be super, super careful when you use it, but it is,
yeah,
it is a possibility as well. And then, you know, the other thing that you can try is, you did use vinegar, but I don't know if you mixed it with baking soda.
Yeah, because that helps.
That helps as well. You kind of make it into a paste and let it stand for a while, and then you rinse it.
Okay.
So there's a couple of additional things that you can try. I also found a great article online. Whenever you find an article from a university or an extension service, it's usually pretty well researched. And if you just Google removing mineral deposits and North Carolina Cooperative, you'll find it. And it's an extensive article that's a little old, but has a lot of great suggestions in it, and specifically has solutions for the different types of deposit that you get on these fixtures, whether it's rust, iron, copper, you know, what kinds of stain it is, and so on.
That sounds great. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to painting, the pros always have a few closely guarded secrets to making sure that the job goes smoothly. But we have a few tips up our sleeves as well, and we are happy to share those with you.
Absolutely. So let's start with a key element of any paint project, the primer. Primer is what makes the paint stick, and it can also hide whatever you're trying to cover. So the pro trick is this: tint that primer. Choose a gray or a color that's similar to the finished paint compared to the plain white primer. It does a much better job of covering up the existing paint color, so the finish coat will be more vibrant and may even require fewer coats.
All right, you gotta love that. Now, here's how you avoid those ugly brush marks. The secret here is mixing in a paint extender. It's also called a paint conditioner, right into the paint. And this is gonna do two things. First of all, it slows down the paint drying time, and that's gonna give you a longer window to overlap those just painted areas without getting ugly lap marks that happen when you paint over dried paint and then darken the color. Secondly, paint extender levels out the paint, so brush strokes are virtually eliminated, or at least a lot less obvious.
That makes a big difference. Now, next up, let's talk about protecting your floors and furniture. That is definitely a key to success. So you're thinking, well, I'm just going to cover everything with plastic tarps, right? Well, plastic is a totally amateur move, and here's why. Plastic contains the spills, but it keeps the paint wet for a long time, so it usually ends up on your shoes, and then it's tracked all over the house. Instead, use canvas tarps. They're not as slippery, and they absorb splatters, but it's still a good idea to wipe up any large spills so they don't bleed through.
Now, what about when it comes to actually putting the paint on the brush? Well, there's a trick there, too. So to get the most mileage out of a single fill-up and make fewer trips to the paint container, pros take a load-and-go approach. Now, by contrast, homeowners often go with a load-and-dump approach, which means they drag the loaded brush along the sides of the container and then wipe off most of the paint right off the brush. It doesn't do any good to dunk your brush in paint and then immediately remove it.
Yeah, and finally, here's a great trick for using painter's tape. To stop that paint from bleeding through, do a thorough job of adhering the painter's tape before you start. So after you apply the tape, run a putty knife over the top to press it down for a really good seal. And if you do that, your project is good to go, and you came out just like a pro.
Clara in Minneapolis, Kansas is on the line with a dryer venting question. How can we help you?
Our dryer is in the basement, is the beginning part of the problem. So when we hook it up to the vent goes straight up.
How far up does it go?
Well, it's probably 8 foot.
Okay.
And then it goes horizontal, probably about 25 feet to the back side of the house, and then that's where the exhaust comes out of the house. Mm-hmm. And we can get part of it cleaned.
Is it a metal exhaust duct or a plastic exhaust duct?
It's a metal.
Okay, good. Perfect. We've got a solution for you. It's called a Gardus Lint Eater, and it's a special brush that fits inside the dryer exhaust ducts, and it's on fiberglass rods. And
so it's flexible.
It's flexible. And so what you do is you start with like 3 foot or 6 foot of the fiberglass rod. You hook it up to a drill, and the drill is what spins it. You run it into the duct, pull it out a couple of times. Then you add another length of fiberglass and another length of fiberglass rod and so on.
And it's the coolest thing because you will be amazed, both, I should say, amazed and disgusted at the amount of lint that is going to come out of your vent the first time you do it.
I imagine.
Just Google it, lint eater.
Okay.
Lint, E-A-T-E-R, and you'll find it. It's a really handy tool to have. Once you have one, you can, you know, use it a lot. You can do it from the outside. They've got other attachments that help you get in closer to the dryer and so on, but it's a great product, okay?
Yeah, and you know what?
Okay.
If you don't do it, you really need to be careful because all of that lint is sort of just building up in there, and it could be a fire hazard, so you really do have to get on this.
Yeah, that's what we were concerned about.
And that's actually their website, too. It's linteater.com, so check it out.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You know, that's such an important thing to do, Leslie, because there's a lot of fires that happen in homes because of dirty dryer exhaust ducts. So
it's funny, I was just noticing, you know, the lint buildup in my driveway again. And I was like, it's time.
it's time again.
To get out there.
Yep.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, is there snow and ice in your future? We're going to share a snow survival checklist next.
You live in a money pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repairs to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we love that you love joining us every weekend here at the Money Pit, but did you know that you can listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast? Now you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Jeff in Missouri's on the line and needs some help with a patio project. What are you working on?
I really already got it done, but I failed to put a sealer on my patio, and I was wondering what I could do about that at this late date. It's been poured about 6 months.
So why do you want to put a sealer on it?
Because the leaves and the grass stain it.
You could clean it. You could use a trisodium phosphate solution to scrub it and clean it and brighten it up again. But then you have to wait till it's really dry. So doing this in the chilly weather is not a good idea. You want to make sure it's super dry. And then you could add a concrete sealer on top of that. The concrete sealers that you want to make sure you get are ones that are vapor permeable. And that means that the moisture moves in and out. You don't want to completely seal the brick, because then what will happen is the moisture will still get in it, but it will freeze and start to break apart, or spall, as the technical term goes. So if you get a good quality concrete sealer and get it clean to start with, certainly you can reduce some of the staining going forward.
Good. And what do you call it so it breathes in and out?
Vapor permeable.
I appreciate that. Thank you for you guys for what you do.
Well, some of the coldest temperatures of the year hit this month and next month as well. So make sure you're prepared. The first thing you want to do is make sure you got a good snow shovel. Now, in our part of the nation, we don't ever get so much snow that my snow shovel never really wears out. But a couple years back, I decided to upgrade, and I found a sturdy metal shovel with an ergonomic sort of bent handle. And that made it really easy to use and was a heck of a lot easier on my back.
Yeah, and now once you've got that snow clear, it's time to tackle the ice. So rock salt is the most popular for melting ice, but it can be hard on your plants and especially the sidewalks. Now, you're better off using a de-icing pellet that are non-corrosive. Plus, there's liquid products available now, like what we see snow plows putting down. You're also going to want to pick up a can or two of like a WD-40, like a spray lubricant. It's really great for de-icing those frozen locks in your house and in your car. And if you spray your shovels before you start shoveling all that snow, you'll see that snow is going to kind of slide off faster. So lots of good uses there.
Finally, be sure to protect your hands. Now, gloves have changed a lot since the ones that we used to wear years ago and kind of made our hands sweat. Look for pairs with three layers, a waterproof outer shell, an insulation layer that extends up to your fingertips, and an inner liner for wicking away that moisture. That wicking element, that is so important. Make sure your hands stay warm and comfortable when you're outside in that cold weather.
Kathy in South Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a problem with the squirrels chewing into my roof.
Okay.
And I was wondering, what can I repair this with, and what can I put in there to keep them out?
Now, where are they chewing in? Are they chewing through the trim or the soffits, trying to get into the attic space, or what's the story?
Well, they have gotten into the attic space.
The holes, are you repairing those holes, or what are you doing?
No, I was calling you to see how you could help me, because I listen to your show all the time and you give such good advice.
Well, if they get into your attic, you can trap them and release them. You can use something called a have-a-heart trap. And this is a trap that is a wire cage with a trap door. And the way to bait it is to take an apple and put it in the far end of the cage and wire the apple to the cage. Don't just put it in there. But usually I'll take like a hanger or a piece of picture frame wire or something like that, and I'll thread it through the apple and wire it off so that it can't bounce around. And if they're in the attic, they'll come looking for that food. They'll get trapped in there. Then you can pick the whole cage up and take it far away from your house and then release them. And believe me, as soon as you lift the door up, they're like out like a light. They just fly right out there and they'll take off. They want nothing to do with you, so it's completely safe. Now, in terms of those holes, you have to repair them. Now, you can put, if it's a small hole, you could put steel wool in it or something like that. But if it's a bigger hole, you really should simply rebuild it or repair it, whatever it takes. So if it's, you know, it's wood or if it's vinyl or if it's metal soffit material, you really just need to completely rebuild that. And then the other thing I'll mention that seems to have been pretty effective over the years, and that is if you were to put mothballs down in your attic, That does seem to have a deterring effect on the squirrels as well. So if you spread them...
Mm-hmm. It will, though. That odor does seep into the house, so don't go crazy
yeah.
with it.
Right. You sprinkle them in there, yeah, especially along the eaves.
But is there anything else I can put up there to keep more from coming in?
Well, we want to identify the holes and get those fixed. It's really an entry issue. You've got to basically close the door on them here. And so if we can identify those holes and those entry points and seal them up, then you shouldn't have a problem with squirrels. They don't naturally live in the attic, but they're obviously finding a way into your house. If you're not quite sure where they're getting in, you obviously can't get in there, up there, to kind of look that closely. Then work from the street level, walking around the outside of the house and looking up. Try to get a pair of binoculars or borrow one and see if you can spot the holes where they're getting in. But that's what has to be closed up.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
You're very welcome.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Whatever you guys have going on at your Money Pit, project-wise, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, is a demolition project a DIY project? Well, we're going to answer that question when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink Starlink installation and setup. Call PNT Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from PNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at PNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call PNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call PNT Satellite, 241-3474.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your normal trash is not going to take it, so you've got to figure out how and where to dispose of everything properly. So that's another factor to consider.
Yeah, that's a good point, because you're going to have to rent a dumpster, and that's going to cost you some bucks.
Or bring it to, you know, the local dump, or, you know, the municipality dump, whatever it is, but that's going to cost you some money. You're going to need a special vehicle for it. So there's a lot of other stuff that goes into the demo. All right, now we've got one here from Ed who says, my concrete driveway is on a slight slope. The end expansion joint has begun to widen to about half an inch. The driveway is approximately 10 years old. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, that's a pretty common occurrence, Ed. So what happens is, of course, you know, over the years, the slabs start to separate and pull apart. And you can get water under there, and that can actually lead to more cracking of the driveway. So this is what I would do. I would remove any spacers that are left in that spot. Sometimes you'll see like a black spacer in there. I would dig that out, clean out that slot so it's basically empty down, you know, the 4-inch thick of the driveway. I would basically clean that out. Then I would use a foam tube. Now, you'll find these in home centers. You'll find these wherever masonry products are sold. You basically compress this and you stick it into that gap and you leave it down about an inch from the surface. And then you use a sealant on top of that. The tube basically stops that sealant from falling down to the bottom of that joint. And so once it's in place, you can go ahead and put a sealant on top of it. And then once it dries, it will expand and contract with the driveway and prevent the vast majority of water from getting down there. You might still get a little bit, but that's really the way to fix that once and for all.
All right, Ed, I hope that works out for you. Having a beautiful driveway, I mean, just one that's well-maintained and, you know, even just updated slightly is so fantastic. It just sharpens the look of the house. So if you take care of that crack, it's going to be great.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this chilly January day. We hope that you are enjoying the program and picked up a tip or two to help you as you move about improving your house. Remember, if you've got questions, we would love to hear from you, and we'd love to help you with your individual project. You can call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or simply post your questions at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Another Justice Department search at the Biden home in Delaware. This one turning up six more documents containing classification markings along with some other notes. A 13-hour search of the Wilmington residence conducted yesterday. Some of the materials were from the president's service in the Senate, some of which were from his tenure as vice president in the Obama administration. Meanwhile, there's word President Biden's chief of staff may soon be leaving the White House.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is preparing to leave his job in the coming weeks. That's according to a person familiar with Klain's plans. He has spent more than 2 years as the president's top aide and has overseen a West Wing that has been largely free of drama and staff turnover. Klain's expected departure comes as the White House struggles to contain the fallout after the discovery of classified documents in Mr. Biden's Delaware home and former office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's ongoing trouble in the baby formula industry.
The Justice Department investigating the Abbott Laboratories infant formula plant in Michigan that was shut down several months last year due to contamination. The factory's closure in February, a key cause of a nationwide baby formula shortage, forcing parents to seek formula from food banks, friends, and doctor's offices. Production restarted in June. Abbott closed the factory after the FDA began investigating four bacterial infections among infants who consume powdered formula from the plant. Jason Walker reporting.
Peru's indefinitely shut the famed ancient ruins of Machu Picchu in the latest sign that the anti-government protests that began last month are increasingly engulfing the South American country. Officials say the site, as well as the Inca Trail leading up to the site, were closed to, quote, protect the safety of tourists and the population in general. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Border Patrol is keeping an eye out for a new type of contraband coming across the southern border.
It's eggs. Now, if you can find eggs these days, you're likely paying more than double what you paid a year ago. And because of that, more travelers are being caught trying to carry eggs into the U.S. from Mexico. The director of field operations in San Diego tweeted that raw eggs and raw poultry are prohibited. If you fail to declare your eggs, you face fines up to $10,000. Texas border agents say seizures there of raw eggs has increased by 108% in the past 3 months. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Agriculture Department issuing new requirements for foods labeled organic, a move the government says will crack down on fraud and boost oversight. The rule strengthens enforcement of the USDA's strict definitions of organic, which requires the foods to be made with natural substances. The new rule takes effect in March, and companies will have a year to comply. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Heritage.org released results from a new poll this month showing America's military losing faith in leadership because of the politicization of the historic institution. Florida GOP Congressman and former Green Beret Michael Waltz says when he served, it wasn't like that.
In the Army that I grew up in, we left our politics at the door. It didn't matter about black, white, brown, straight, Christian, Jewish. None of those things mattered. It was about mission and the fact that we were all serving the red, white, and blue and moving the country forward and taking care of each other to defeat our nation's enemies.
On the Salem Radio Network, Walt says today's leadership is more concerned about things like diversity, inclusion, and climate change rather than focusing on real threats like China. Sunday news shows ABC's This Week welcomes Mayors Eric Adams of New York, Karen Bass of Los Angeles, and Sylvester Turner of Houston. More at townhall.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects you want to take on around your house now, or better yet, are you planning some projects for the spring? About this time of year, we start to think like, kind of had it with this whole winter thing, so I'm thinking ahead to outdoor living. I'm thinking about updating my man cave, my she shed, you know, whatever project you want to get done, maybe some landscaping you want to set up some plans for, maybe a fence. All great projects to talk about because it gives you time to do the planning, so when the weather turns warm, you are totally good to go. But whether your project is inside or out, you can reach us with those questions by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Well, according to a new survey, 45% of Americans invest more money into their kitchens than any other room in the house. We're going to take a look at the top 10 features asked for in a dream kitchen just ahead.
All right, I love that. Also ahead, did you ever sit down to watch TV and then wish that the image were better? Well, the TV might not be the problem. More than likely, you just need to adjust the settings for the room where the TV is located. So we're going to walk you through those steps.
And this time of winter, electricity that keeps heating systems humming higher can spike electrical bills. We've got tips for big savings that won't require you to put on a whole bunch of sweaters in a bit.
First, what are you guys working on? Are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this year? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So give us a call, shoot us an email, whatever you want. Post your questions. We are ready to help you out with all of those projects so you can finally have the money pit you love.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Pennsylvania, where we've got Andy on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, right now, our house is really old, and the furnace just can't handle. I think we have some insulation. I think it's that really old type that's like newspapers and wood chips.
Okay.
Things are a bit creaky around here.
So, Andy, can you get up in your attic? Is the attic accessible?
It is, but it burnt out. It's all charred out. Burned down like 100 years ago.
I'll presume it's still structurally sound. We wouldn't be having this conversation. But here's the best way to restore some level of comfort to your house is by adding insulation. And in your case, that insulation in an older home, it's typically settled and sagged inside the ceiling joists, which is what you see when you go up in an attic and look down. So what I would do is, if it looks like you don't have much insulation, I would replace what's there, and I may even put in two layers. I'd put one running parallel to the ceiling beams and the other one perpendicular. So you kind of crisscross them like a pie crust. And in doing so, you're going to find a big difference because the ceiling is where most of the heat loss happens. And if you can only insulate one area of the house, you know, people ask me about insulating the floors and the walls and so on and so forth. The attic is always the number one place that really delivers the quickest return on your investment and really actually generates some warmth. Now, the project has actually gotten easier. Owens Corning has a new type of fiberglass insulation out now that is really easy to handle, and it doesn't like separate and get like friable and released to the air like the old stuff did. It's called Next Gen Insulation by Owens Corning. So take a look at that. It's not expensive. It's affordable, and I think it'll make a huge difference in your house. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Renee in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, mine is kind of like a double question. I have about a 30-year-old connected on both sides townhome, two levels.
Okay. Okay.
And I heard a crack a couple months back. Well, you know, it's one of the support beams, and it just, like a big, strong branch just cracked.
Huh. Did you actually see the cracked beam somewhere?
No, I didn't see that, but I have begun to have cracks along on that same side of the house.
Okay.
In the corners of the wall.
Okay.
Yeah, the corners were breaking apart. But at the same time, I've noticed that the house has become unlevel, and that's a little part because it's old and it's connected on both sides, but I'm in Texas, and we have big droughts, and it kind of shifts a little bit.
Okay.
My concern is when I get the support beam fixed and the foundation fixed, I've seen on the DIY shows that suddenly they go back and they look, and the house or the chimney has just been trashed. What can I do to prevent that?
Why do you say it's been trashed? Because it shifted?
Right. When they put in, when I've watched the DIY shows, they go and they fix the foundation. The foundation's fine. And, of course, they shift everything up. And now
yeah.
there's...
That's why you have to be very, very careful when you do anything that changes the angle that the house is sort of settled into. Because if you don't, once you bring a foundation up, everything else moves. You know, in a wood house... If you try to straighten a slopey floor, for example, all the wires and the plumbing can get stretched and twisted and so on. So it's, you know, not just the foundations that are of concern. I'm concerned, though, about this crack that you say that you've heard, but you've seen cracks in your walls, but you've not physically seen the structural crack, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, you said it's a townhouse. Is there an association that...
Yes.
Okay, so in an association form of ownership, typically you don't own the structure. So the structure, if the structure was to fail, that's typically the responsibility of the association to address. Is that your understanding?
I can double check on that.
But in a typical condominium form of ownership, what you own is inside walls to inside wall. In some cases, you own the...
And then what's beyond that wall is not...
Right. In some cases, you own the drywall. In some cases, you don't. So, for example, if there was a fire, God forbid, and the whole place burned down, you would be paying for, like, the drywall, the kitchen cabinets, the appliances, stuff like that, and the association would be rebuilding everything else, including the related infrastructure. So you need to figure out, if there's a structural problem, who's responsible for it. I suspect you're going to find it's the association that's responsible for it, which is good news for you. And then I would bring that to their attention and ask them to address it. Now, as far as the cracks in the corners of the wall are concerned, I have to tell you that that's pretty typical, and that it by itself doesn't necessarily mean that you have a structural problem. The way to fix that, though, is important, and that is that you want to sand down the drywall in that area, and then you want to add some additional tape. And the type of drywall tape you use would be the perforated type. It looks like a netting. It's like a sticky netting. You put that on, and then you spackle through that three coats, one, two, three coats, each one thin, but three coats. And that type
and allowing each one to dry and be sanded in between.
Yeah, and that type of repair typically will last. Now, after you do the spackle repair, you'll have to prime the wall. You can't just paint on top of it. You'll have to prime it and then paint it.
Okay.
So I would address the structure with the association. I would fix the cracks on your own and then see what happens.
Okay. So just one more question. Let's say that if it's not in association that I do have to go into it, not only am I concerned about my roof, but how much of a problem will I have with my neighbors on both sides of me?
Depends on where the crack is, if it exists at all. If that's the case, then I would suggest you hire a professional home inspector and have the inspector do what's called a partial inspection, which is usually a single item inspection, and investigate this crack and see what's going on in the structure, and then we'll know how far it's gone and what needs to be done about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, do you dream about having an amazing kitchen someday? Well, it turns out that a lot of us do just that. So we are going to share the results of a new survey that highlights what it takes to create that dream kitchen next.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit.
is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Do you have some projects that you're planning to tackle this winter season? Or maybe you're dreaming about some projects for the warmer weather. Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and every Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Mike in Illinois is on the line. How can we help you today?
I have a drywall through the center of my house is separating at the seams.
Okay.
And it's straight through the center of the house, down the hallway, through the center of the house, and I'm not sure if it's due to moisture in the attic drying out and expanding or if it's the floor and the house moving.
Mike, how old is your house?
I'd say 20 years old.
Okay. And is this relatively new, or has it been around for a while?
It's been there shortly after I moved in.
Oh, so it's been there like 20 years. Yeah, I think it's probably shrinkage. You know, when a house is first built, the lumber is very wet, and over the first couple of heating seasons, it tends to shrink a lot, and you'll get a lot of movement. Now, over the years, you may have tried to patch it, and then you just find that it opens up again. That's very typical. What you want to do to patch it is you need to sand it down where it's cracking. You need to use new drywall tape on top of that. You can use the perforated tape. It's easier to work with in terms of the spackle because you don't have to worry about air bubbles behind the paper tape. Use the perforated tape, put about three layers of spackle on there, sand in between, prime, paint. You should be good to go.
Okay. If I have bathroom vents that are duct that are venting out into the attic, would that cause it? Or would that cure?
No, I don't think. Well, first of all, I don't think it's caused that, but that in of itself is a problem. You shouldn't be ducting bathroom exhaust fans into an attic. They should continue through the attic to the exterior. And the reason for that, you're in the Chicago area, correct? Pretty cold there, and if you get that insulation damp, it's not going to be very effective.
Okay, so with it venting in there, that's decreasing my R value of my insulation, too.
Absolutely.
It is. R value is rated at 0% moisture. So when you add moisture to it, it goes down dramatically. So the more moisture in the attic, the less effective the insulation becomes.
Okay. To fix that, would it be all right to add insulation on top of that after I fix that problem?
Yeah, you can add more insulation, but you have to duct from the exhaust fan out of the attic. So you can do that by going like sort of through the gable wall or up through a roof vent with a proper termination on the end of it so no water gets in there, and just get that warm, moist air out. Don't leave it in the attic.
Okay, and I've done some research on the Internet. I got two bathroom fans. To run them into one, they said to find a Y or a vent that'll flip one side to the other so don't backdraft into the other bathroom. I cannot find that.
Well, I don't think you really need that because, for example, if you run it to the gable wall and you have a typical bath duct terminating type of a hood on it, that's got a spring on it that stays shut, so it's only going to open when the air is blown out. You know, there's another way to do this, and that is to have a remote bath fan where you actually have the motor part that's up in the attic space, and the ducts just connect to the ceiling of the bathrooms. But, you know, that's a nice system. It's a quiet system, but it's much more expensive to do. You see that a lot in hotels.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, according to a new survey, 45% of Americans invest more money into their kitchens than any other room in the home, and 82% have an ideal dream kitchen in mind that they hope to have someday. But what exactly does a kitchen need to be a dream kitchen? Well, the most coveted features of a dream kitchen remodel all have to do with wanting more space. 50% want an extra large fridge. 50% also want extra counter space, while 48% like additional pantry space, and 45% are looking for extra shelf space.
Now, this is interesting. When asked what is the most loved tool or equipment they use in their kitchen, the famed cast iron skillet took the top spot with 26%, followed by stainless steel hand tools, 16%, and baking sheets, 11%. And also close to half, about 45%, said they only use high-end equipment when they cook, claiming it makes a better meal. And 40% stated they need a specific kitchen utensil for everything they cook. I can definitely relate to that because my wonderful wife, when she serves us dinner, there's always a special spoon or, you know, serving fork or something that's assigned to every dish. So it's always very special.
It's like you just get into a habit of using these things. It's like the same with Thanksgiving. It's like I have the same plates I use for the same things and the same spoons. It's like it's all because you love the whole process of cooking and serving a meal.
My problem was that it overloaded the drawer in the kitchen where we keep those serving utensils. And so, you know what I got? I got one of those stainless steel, like, I'll call it a bucket, but it's not really a bucket. It's like a column.
Oh, they call them bain-maries.
Oh, okay. See, there you go with the fancy words again.
That's what they do.
Bain-maries? I'm learning.
Bain-marie. I don't know what it means. That's what I learned at culinary school.
It means stainless steel bucket on your countertop, Leslie. That's
probably.
Anyway, that holds all those fancy forks and spoons and serving tools now, and it's much easier. We can actually close those drawers again.
Oh, my gosh, it's the best. You got to keep everything organized in those drawers. Now, the average respondent also said that they've been cooking independently at home for 9 years, but it took them 5 years to really feel like they knew what they were doing in the kitchen. I mean, think about that. It takes 4 years to get a college degree, but 5 years for you to feel comfortable in your own kitchen? My goodness.
There's a lot to know.
I know, but still.
Well, and this kind of shows the generational differences, because many credited their learned cooking skills to themselves, 55%, so we're studying on their own, their parents, another 55%, or YouTube, third credit YouTube with their culinary education.
I am surprised that TikTok isn't there, because perhaps if we asked some younger participants TikTok recipes, I mean, my son every day is like, I saw that you make mozzarella sticks by doing this on TikTok. I'm like, oh, my God, no, we're not doing that. Like, all kinds of weird stuff. But honestly, some of the tips are really good. Susan's on the line with a cold water shower that I imagine she doesn't like very much. Tell us what's going on.
Rather shocking.
I can imagine.
The hot water faucet in the upstairs shower is the only hot water faucet that does this. Is when I adjust the hot water and it's right, a good mix with the cold water, dip in the shower, then all of a sudden the hot water stops flowing and the water turns cold. It's almost like the faucet shut itself off.
What kind of water heater do you have, Susan? Is it gas or electric?
Gas.
And does this problem exist with any other fixture in the bathroom or the house for that matter?
No, it's the only one that works that way. The kitchen does not do that. The other bathroom sinks and faucets don't do that.
So this is a single handle faucet?
No, they're two handles, separate handles.
Well, I mean, I think you got a bad valve in there somewhere, because if it's just happening in one location like that, that's the only thing it could be. We have plenty of hot water for the rest of the house. I suspect that there's a problem with the valve. You might just want to replace the faucet set.
Oh, okay.
That would make sense.
I just wonder why would that do that?
I'll just speculate here. As the water heats up the pipe, the metal expands and causes the valve to squeeze shut a little bit or something like that. I mean, there are a lot of reasons it could happen, but I think it's mechanical because it's only happening in one location. So
that's
it has to be the valve. There's nothing mysterious about this. It's got to be the valve.
All right, well, great. Thank you for the diagnosis.
What you might want to think about when you replace this is talk to your plumber about something called a pressure balancing valve. Now, I'm not sure if he'll be able to find this for this kind of configuration that you have, but what a pressure balancing valve does is it keeps the mix ratio between hot and cold steady, regardless of what's happening in the rest of the house, so that if you were to hop in the shower and somebody else flushes a toilet somewhere, you don't get sort of that shock of hot or shock of cold water as one fixture sort of steals water from the other. It keeps the ratio the same. So while you may have less or more water, the temperature of the water never changes. If you're going to spend the money on a plumber and valves, I would definitely look into getting a pressure-balanced valve set if I could.
Well, I'm glad to know about that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Susan, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, do you ever sit down to watch TV and then wish that that image were a little better? Well, the solution might be as easy as the push of a button. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob at Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Some really accomplished building and remodeling pros who are willing to share their sort of secrets to success.
All right, congratulations.
Now, if you're a builder, a remodeler, a designer, an architect, you'll learn ways to improve your business. In fact, in our first episode, we talked to a really interesting person. It's Chris Lambert. He's the CEO of Life Remodeled. And this guy has totally dedicated himself to revitalizing Detroit neighborhoods that are distinguished by their significant need and radical hope. I love the way he describes this. He's built an amazing organization that's become a center for a whole host of social service and recreational activities for his community. So check it out. You can download the Profiles podcast at llflooring.com/pro.
Jim in Tennessee is on the line with a concrete cracking up issue. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so I have a concrete driveway that every winter it seems to, the cracks seem to separate.
Yep.
I've used several different things, like cement, but the cement crumbles.
Of course it does, Jim, because cement is not a good patching material. It doesn't expand and contract. It doesn't stick properly. What you need is an epoxy patching compound. Epoxy compounds are designed specifically to stick to the concrete floor that you have and to not crack and re-crack. Anytime you try to use regular cement and fill something in, there's just not enough base there, so to speak, and it will continue to open and close and expand and contract and turn into little chunks of concrete that will fall out.
Oh, great. Hey, I had no idea.
And it's an easy fix.
Take a look at the QuickCrete website. There's a number of products out there designed specifically for this, but make sure it's a patching compound, and it'll do a much better job.
Hey, we love your show. I tell you, you get a lot of good tips on it.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, do you ever sit down to watch television and wish the image were a bit better? The TV may not be the problem. You might just need to adjust the settings for the room where that TV is located.
Yeah, now TVs offer a lot of options that get overlooked when it comes to improving your viewing experience. But these settings can be easily optimized for the space where your TV is located, how it's positioned, the viewing distance from where you are to the TV, the room's lighting, and the type of program you're watching. I mean, really, there are so many settings, I just choose to ignore them all. But when you do pay attention to them, what a world of difference it makes. So here are some things you may want to adjust. First of all, try and balance the sharpness. If it's turned up too high, the edges of an image may sharpen, but all the other details kind of get lost or look a little bit unnatural.
Now next, take a look at the noise. Now noise, in terms of a television picture, refers to the graininess in the image. Noise reduction clears up the picture, but sometimes it softens details too much. It's smart to disable that noise reduction setting if you're watching a show in high def or in 4K. Now, another setting to be aware of is what's called motion smoothing. If you're watching sports or an action movie, motion smoothing is a setting that tries to smooth out the action by adding some frames, which sounds like a good thing. But here's the problem. It often backfires and creates an image that looks artificial. It's usually a better idea to turn off that motion smoothing option.
Now, also, televisions have different modes that you can choose from that affect your color and the brightness. So you're going to want to try various options, like using the cinema mode or movie setting to watch films in dim or natural light, and then play with the controls for brightness, color temperature, contrast, hue, saturation, sharpness, all of these things until you find the best settings for natural-looking skin tones, dark and light scenes, and other details. I mean, there's so much you can adjust. It's, like, kind of fun to really mess around with it.
Yeah, and finally, a tip. A lot of these settings are detailed in the instruction manuals that come with the TVs. But if you can't find that anymore, today it's really very, very likely that your manual will be online. So just search for that model number and find it that way. And if you get into this and you kind of don't like the way it's going, you can easily restart the entire process by just resetting the TV to factory default and then try again.
Lori in Illinois is on the line with a mold question.
My husband and I think that there possibly might be some mold in our drywall or insulation in our home, and we wonder the best way to check for that. We don't have any airflow in our home, though.
What makes you think you have mold? Do you physically see it?
Well, we have an underground, part of our home is underground, and there's a lot of moisture, it seems like, in the air. We've seen some mold on some items in our home, and we have some cold-like symptoms from time to time that we think might be caused from it.
It's like allergies, you're saying?
Yes.
So it's more of the effects of it that you're concerned about?
Correct.
And this is in the basement?
Yes, it's in the part of the home that's underground. And I had read online that some of those mold test kits are unreliable that you buy in a store, or mold inspections can be very costly. I just didn't know the best choice there.
Well, the truth is that mold pretty much exists in every home, and so we can always find mold. The question is whether or not this is causing a problem in your house. What kind of floor do you have in that basement, Lori?
It's cement, and then there's carpet over that.
That's a huge mold trap right there. If you were to get rid of that, you would notice. I mean, even if there's moisture management in a basement, we never recommend putting a carpet down on, you know, a concrete slab in a basement area, just because concrete's hygroscopic. It pulls the moisture from the ground. That gets into, you know, the carpet pad, the carpet itself, and then the dust gets in there, and you've got a breeding ground for mold. So if you were to get rid of that, put down laminate or tile, use some area rugs, you're instantly going to notice a better respiratory situation, I think.
Well, exactly. Plus, carpet is a filter material, so that carpet can trap dust, dust mites, and all sorts of other allergens. So there could be other things, Lori, here that are causing the breathing issues. So let's just give you some general clean air advice. First of all, as Leslie said, the carpet's not a good idea. Secondly, you want to make sure that your basement remains as dry as possible, and the way you do that is by making sure the gutter system is clean, free-flowing, and downspouts discharging well away from the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we may want to add some sort of a filtration system. Now, do you have forced air into that basement space?
We do not. We do have a dehumidifier that we run, and we have some ceiling fans, but not in every room or not in every area.
So is it a hot water heated house?
No, it's electric.
It's all electric.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we would really like to see is some sort of a filtration system in there, a good quality portable air filter, electronic air cleaner perhaps, that will pull the dust and dust mites and anything else that is an allergen basis out of that basement space. So a portable air cleaner could be a good addition. But I suspect from everything that you've told us, reducing dampness and removing the carpet will make that space a lot more comfortable.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That gives me some great ideas.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Lori, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is your electric bill giving you sticker shock? Well, the first step in cutting costs is figuring out where all of that energy use is going. We're going to have some tips to the detective work you'll be doing after this.
Live in a money pit.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy six-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from five of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this six-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, ready to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, we love so much when you join us every weekend here at the Money Pit, but you can listen to the Money Pit whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is perfect timing to plan those weekend projects.
Paul in Missouri is on the line with a clay residue in the water system. Tell us what's going on and where you're seeing it.
Yes, I'm seeing it in the kitchen faucet, mostly in the bathroom faucet.
Okay.
The well's 230 foot down with casing the whole way.
So you can pick up a whole house filter. It's actually called a whole house sediment filter. And the way these work is that we're not talking about treating the water. We're talking about filtering the water. So there's going to be a micron rating that basically tells you how small of a particle it will trap. It'll usually be 5 microns or 10 microns. And the other thing that's important to note is the pressure drop, because it does take away some of the pressure, and so you want to make sure that you have enough pressure that flows through it. So if you simply search whole house filters online, you'll find a bazillion choices. And then if you head out to your local plumbing supply and ask them for a sediment filter, tell them your situation. I'm sure your local plumbing supply contractors or retailers can recommend one that's going to work for you. Not terribly difficult to install, and that should handle the sediment issue that you're having in the house, okay?
Okay, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, is your electric bill giving you kind of a sticker shock when you peeled it open last time? The first step in cutting those costs is figuring out where all that energy use is going. And it can be a little tricky.
Yeah, first of all, a lot of that power may be going to so-called vampire appliances. Now, these draw energy even when they're turned off. To spot them, look for a big transformer-like plug, and then plug those into a power strip. This way you can easily turn off that strip when you're not using those appliances.
Now, you want to keep toaster ovens, microwaves, and coffee makers unplugged when not in use, and run big appliances like clothes washers and dryers and dishwashers only when you've got a full load. And do it with your heating and your water on the lowest settings. I mean, when it comes to dishwashers, you really don't need to use the heat setting. You could use the air dry, and it's a lot less expensive to run the machine.
All right. Now, also, you want to be aware of products that use chargers like your cell phone, iPads, tablet PCs, laptops, gaming systems, and a whole slew of similar devices. Just unplug those chargers from the socket when they're not actively charging the device.
Now, all of these suggestions might seem small, but the truth is they all add up to bigger monthly electrical bills. So tackle a few of them, and you'll definitely see a difference.
Jan in Kansas is on the line with a home that seems to be cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a lot of problems. It's an old house. It's over 50 years old.
You have a lot of opportunities, Jan, not a lot of problems.
Yeah, I've got some cracks in the wall, and I have one crack that is going from the dining room to the kitchen, and I believe it's cracking on both sides of the wall. Same crack.
You said it's 50 years old. Do you know if it's plaster lath?
It's sheetrock.
It's drywall? Okay. So, you know, fixing that is not a big deal. The thing is that most people usually fix it incorrectly. What they'll do is they'll try to spackle it, and by spackling it, you're pretty much guaranteeing that it's going to re-crack. What you have to do is sand down the area so you get rid of any glaze from the paint or dirt or anything like that. And then you're going to cover it with drywall tape, and you want to use the mesh type of tape that's sticky. So you put a strip of tape across the crack, and then you spackle right over that tape, and you'll use three layers of spackle. And the easiest way to apply this is if you buy the plastic spackling knives. You can buy one that starts at around 4 inches, then you go to 6, then you go to 8. And they're pretty inexpensive, and you use that to apply the spackle, and you sand in between each coat, and then you prime and paint, and you're done. So those are the proper steps. Where most people go wrong is they just try to do a quick and dirty spackling job, and they wonder why it cracks again and again and again, because that's basically an expansion joint right now, and unless you spread the repair across both sides of it with new drywall tape, it will continue to show up.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, whether you're deciding between size, shape, fabric, or color, furniture shopping can be overwhelming. We are going to have some tips to help you sort it out next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us at 888 Money Pit or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Brandon wrote in saying, I know you recommend always priming before painting. I'm buying brand new interior pre-primed slab doors. Should I re-prime the doors before painting them? The finished paint I'm using is a primer and paint in one.
Okay, so first of all, I don't think you have to prime them again, but I would steer away from paint and primer in one. I don't really like that kind of a product. I don't think it really primes very well, and I don't think it paints very well. I would stick, especially since you have pre-primed doors, I would get a good quality latex, probably semi-gloss, to go on top of those primed doors. And this way, the finish will last as long as it possibly can.
Yeah, you know, Brandon, I think a lot of people think, oh, this is great, it helps me skip a step, but generally with primer, it gives you an adhesion that you're just not going to get with the combination paint and primer. So definitely don't skip that step. Go with a primer and go with a separate top coat and go with a nice, beautiful, glossy finish for a door, and you'll be super happy.
Well, furniture shopping can be an overwhelming experience. Of the many decisions you are faced with when considering a new sofa or easy chair is the material. Leather is durable, but it's expensive. But fabric might not stand up to your daily grind. Leslie has the tips you need to sort it out in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, when you're choosing between leather and fabric, there's a lot of stuff that you can be considering. First of all, most leather types, they're going to be easy to keep clean. A damp cloth is usually all that you need to wipe your sofa down. Leather is generally a very durable material and can outlive a fabric by many years if you care for it properly. And leather has a clean, kind of more sophisticated, modern look. However, leather furniture can be easily scratched. And some people find that leather is cold to the touch, or when it's humid or warm out, you kind of get stuck to it. So, and, you know, there's not as many color options as a fabric will allow, obviously. Now, as far as a fabric goes, you've got a ton of colors and patterns available, which is definitely overwhelming because there is a gajillion types of fabrics to choose from. It can give you a warm, cozy, inviting look. You're going to see a ton of different types and different textures available. Some fabric sofas have removable covers, which will allow them to be professionally cleaned. Now, on the downside, fabrics can be easily stained, and they aren't as durable as leather, and sometimes your fabric choice can look a little dated down the road. So you got to weigh your pros and cons and decide which is best for you. Now, I have two boys, and dogs and hamsters, you know, lots of action at my house, and I have found that we've had a variety of sofas at different times, also really dependent on the stages of the kids. So I kept an old sofa that was kind of like velvety for a long, long, long time, even though it got super gross just because I knew the boys were just going to destroy it. And then I went and got a couch, which I thought was going to work great, but the fabric was too, like the weave on it was a little loopy and the dog's nails kept getting caught. Luckily, the store was able to swap out the couch for me for a fabric that was more durable because they did say it would be good for pets. So you got to think about a lot of different things and think about what stage of your life you're in, how messy the people are around you, because believe me, with kids, it gets messy. I can remember I was about to buy a brand new sofa when Henry was, I don't know, little, because he had a bottle in his hand, so two or three. And he was jumping on the couch, holding the bottle in his hand, and I'm literally on the phone placing the order. And as he's jumping up and down, all of a sudden he barfs all over the couch. And I, like, just stopped and looked at the phone, and I was like, you know what? No, never mind. So, yeah, consider a lot of things when you're ordering furniture.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, there's nothing like opening your front door to a clean home. But with kids at home, cleaning that house can feel a million miles away.
Yeah, especially after you've stepped on your third Lego of the day.
You speak from experience, my friend. We're going to share a few clever hacks to help you keep your home clean and your sanity intact on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.